Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Join 105.7 The Fan's Baltimore Baseball tonight before every weeknight home baseball game at Pickles Pub as we broadcast live. Enjoy their 32-ounce Orange Crush. And on select nights, pick up a free 105.7 The Fan and Science & Kirk bucket hat, courtesy of Science & Kirk Lawyers. YouHaveALawyer.com.
From the Anderson Automotive Studios, this is WJZFM, Catonsville, Baltimore's sports talk at 105.7 and always live on the free Odyssey app. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
The Orioles were riding high after dominating the Astros 10-3 in Game 1 of yesterday's series finale, but couldn't carry that over into Game 2 as Houston instantly got their revenge with a blowout of their own. They tagged Brandon Young for 5 runs in the first inning and extended that lead to 10-0 by the end of the fourth. Craig Albernaz left his rookie starter out there to eat as many outs as possible given the lack of off days for his bullpen on the horizon. Here's what Young had to say about the rough outing.
I mean, not having the fastball command out to start, not getting some chase on the splitter out the gate, and I think that comes from the forcing command. I think after that, just falling behind and getting bad spots. They're a good hitting team. Kudos to them. But, I mean, yeah, like I said, just super frustrating.
And last night's NBA playoff slate featured a dominant 140-89 Knicks win over the Hawks. The 51-point margin of victory is the widest in their playoff franchise history and earns them a trip to the next round where they'll meet the winner of Celtics versus Sixers. That series will be decided in Game 7 tomorrow following Philadelphia's 106-93 win on the shoulders of a 30-point performance from Tyrese Maxey last night. This Fan Flash is sponsored by Strategic Tax Resolution. Do you have unfiled tax returns or tax debt? Act now to protect your income and assets. Call Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution at 443-367-9000 or visit strategictaxresolution.com. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens, Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Orioles and Yankees start a 4-game series tonight. We'll talk about that. Rich Dubraw, bottom of the hour. We'll get more in-depth as well with Ryan Ripken when we rip it with him. Coming up at noon, Ravens rookie minicamp this weekend at One Winning Drive. ELO, featured artist Fridays. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, other side of the glass, joining us now as he does every Friday from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What's up?
How are you guys?
Good. Doing all right. Now the draft class is complete. It's in the books, and the undrafted free agent class is, I guess, kind of sort of complete. I know the Ravens got some dudes who are projected to be fourth or fifth round picks undrafted. Diego Pavia is coming in and all the swag that he brings to the equation. So as we're, you know, not even a week past, Jonas, the end of draft cycle, Ravens always get high marks. Is it justified? You know what I mean?
It's still a little early to ask that. I think the initial grade that I've been given it is like is a B, just because I'm sure you guys have said what I'm about to say, but I'll say it anyway. Just they went into this draft needing a center. For that reason, you know, Spencer Fano was more highly rated than Vega Ioane on my own worthless personal big board, just because of that potential flex out two centers that he had. And they leave the draft needing a center. And, you know, it might be that they find a gem elsewhere in a trade or in free agency or on their own roster. But, you know, I think it would be kind of naive to look at what happened last year where the Ravens didn't have enough depth at either guard spot and that really submarine, what they wanted to do on offense, and not say that you are leaving yourself a little bit exposed there at center this year. And again, just there's so much mental stress that you put on a center. Maybe it is best ultimately that they might not go with a rookie there because of what's expected, you know, in protection adjustments and everything that comes before the snap. But it is still just a little surprising that, you know, when guys like Connor Liu, Sam Hecht, rather promising prospects at center who were there, the Ravens went elsewhere, and now they're stuck having to look through everyone's depth chart and make untold amount of calls trying to find the guy who might, you know, finally kind of fix this last huge hole that they have on their roster.
Now, Jonas, are you surprised that they took two similar receivers?
You know, it's tough to say because how many prototypes really are there in the NFL? You know, like there's the short guys, there's the medium sized guys, and then there's the big ones. I do think that there are, you know, Eric Costa, before the draft last year, went on the Todd McShay show and said that the one thing that the Ravens felt like they really have not been able to give Lamar is that big contested catch guy, that big X receiver. And obviously, Jacoby Lane fills that prototype. You could say Elijah Surratt fills that prototype, but you know, from what Eric DaCosta said at the after they drafted Surratt, and just based on what the stats show, what the film shows, and it's possible that Surratt becomes a power slot, and that would mean that, you know, I think Jacoby would have a clearer shot at just becoming the X on this team. So even though they are, as you said, similarly sized guys, I think they're the only 6'2 and above guys that Lamar has had drafted this team since Miles Boykin. I think it's more likely than not that they end up, you know, occupying completely different roles on this roster.
Now, Jonas, when I look at tight end, to me, they have not replaced a guy like Likely. They don't have that guy that can put his foot in the ground and separate. To me, they've got a lot of guys similar to Mark Andrews.
By separate, do you mean like laterally or downfield?
I'm talking about be able to put their, when they're playing man-to-man coverage, they can go down on a safety or they can go down, you know, on a backer. They can put his foot in the ground and get separation.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with that to an extent. I don't think Edmer is a guy who has kind of Travis Kelce-esque wiggle, Isaiah Likely-esque wiggle. He is going to be a guy who, you know, I mentioned this in a story that went up yesterday. When SMU really leaned into him more creatively in their play-action passing game, that's when things took off. I think he averaged like 20 to 25 yards a catch on play-action passes over the final four games. You had that, you know, fake pop pass touchdown that he takes the distance. You have another kind of insert block play where he's leaving someone in the dust for a touchdown. So he's going to have to be a guy, I think, who runs by guys on the vertical plane rather than on the lateral plane. And listen, like he's got that speed. I think, you know, the combine folks had him as a 4.57, 4.58 guy, but I think the Ravens had him in the low 4.5s. So if we are talking about the Ravens becoming more of an under center play action passing game, and that gives you more time, you know, at the mesh point to kind of lose linebackers and safeties who might be responsible for you because they're frozen by the idea of Derrick Henry getting the ball, then that could give him or the kind of runway that he needs to get the separation, even if he isn't the, you know, prototypical, you know, Isaiah Likely, Travis Kelce, George Kittle type separator.
Now, Jonas, if they were to play a game today, which they don't till September, who's the starting center?
I mean, I guess it would be Pinter, just because of the experience that he has. And I know, listen, I really like Corey Bullock. Obviously, he's a Terp, and he looked great in the preseason last year, but there's just not a whole lot of experience in that resume, and Danny Pinter does have it. And you know, I think both of them could fit reasonably well in an outside zone-based scheme, but if you're talking about, you know, a potentially big, high-profile game in week one, and you want someone who's not going to get Lamar killed, then probably you would trust the veteran to do that. So I don't think there's a huge amount of separation between 1, 2, and 3 in those guys on the roster. I'm just kind of more curious to see how flexible the Ravens are willing to get and how much aptitude some of the non-centers on this roster might have in playing at that spot. Like, if the goal is indeed to get the most talented five linemen in your starting five, then to me that means that someone like Emory Jones is in there, or someone like, I don't know, maybe it's even Andrew Voorhees, if you trust him more than Pinter or Bullock, which most people probably will not, to be able to snap and handle everything. So I think it's going to be a long, long training camp full of kind of documenting which of these guys is actually heading the race.
Hey, Jonas, when we were at the pre-draft luncheon, you know, and then Eric talked about how the landscape has kind of changed, you know, with guys being older. I mean, they have – Jacoby Lane was the youngest guy. He's the only junior. Otherwise, you know, they've got guys that were born in 01. They got guys that came out in 19. You know, I mean, they got they've got a lot of veteran guys. I mean, like the kid from Northwestern who was 6 years at South Dakota State, he's played 3,300 snaps, you know. So they've got a lot of older guys on that draft list.
Yeah, I think I mentioned it in my story yesterday on the draft class that Tyler Linderbaum is 5 months older than Bearson. So that gives you a sense of just the kind of range of the ages that you have in this class. And to be honest, I mean, I don't have the data in front of me, but I think a lot of the older guys that they have taken swings on with some of these mid-round, late-round picks have not exactly worked out. I think Sala came into Baltimore as a older prospect and just did not really get all that much better. Obviously, what we're looking at, you know, we're looking at some other guys, Voorhees, who came into the NFL as an older prospect and just has not really been able to turn that corner into a productive starting guard. So, you know, everyone's different, but probably you look at the tape at Berenson and you wonder why this guy wasn't drafted in the first place. And then, you know, you kind of apply to the Mesidor situation. Like, how could someone that productive, that athletic looking, fall the second half of the first round? Well, there are probably a lot of teams that don't think he's going to get a whole lot better. And you probably should apply that logic to Berenson and other guys who are 24 and above. Just, are they winning because they are technically gifted or because they are just so physically overpowering to the point that they're just, you know, taking care of every 20 and 21-year-old they face? So it's going to be interesting to see just, you know, what kind of success that they've had, that they're going to have with some of these older guys, because even the higher profile ones like Hayden Hurst have not really worked out for them.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Jonas, real quick, your intrigue level with Adego Pavia is what this weekend?
I mean, I think he's a hell of a story. I think that the important thing to consider here, and one that you know, was mentioned by our Ravens Banner podcast guest, is just that you need to be a good hang as a backup quarterback. And you know, I think Dane Brugler speculated that one reason that Garrett Nussmeier fell in the draft was teams just didn't really love him in the interview process. And if you're bringing a guy like that into your building, you want him to be someone who can be, you know, not really a troublemaker in the quarterback room. And I don't know if Garrett Nussmeier has that reputation, but I think if Pavia is a guy who's saying that he was a better college quarterback than Lamar, he's probably going to think that he could be a better pro quarterback than Lamar. And you want that confidence, but you don't want him saying that out loud. You don't want him whispering to friends that he has in the locker room or yelling at coaches about it in the meeting room. So if this whole process has humbled him, which maybe it has, then he could be a you know, high quality pickup. But I just think that with the age and the height and some of the potential attitudinal problems, you're probably more likely looking at Fagnano as that favorite QB3 as opposed to Pavia.
Well, if you want a standing bat flip, Diego Pavi is your dude, that's for sure. He's Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner. Jonas, appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks, Jonas.
Thanks, guys. Good talking.
There's Jonas. We'll come back. It's the whip around. What happened in world sports last night? Well, in the NBA and Stanley Cup playoffs, a lot. So stick around for that. And we'll preview the Orioles and Yankees with Rich Dubroff from BaltimoreBaseball.com. It's May 1st. Orioles are below 500. What does all of this mean? I don't know.
This is VJ Surhoff. You're listening to the best Orioles coverage on Sports Radio 105.7, The Fan.
Now, Memorial Day Savings Day start now at Bel Air Hyundai, part of Jones Junction. So go see Kevin Brammer, the sales director, and get you a great sales experience. And you can save with 0% 60-month financing on 2026 Tucson's. So come see the 26 Elantra Hybrid. Gets over 50 miles per gallon. And make no payments till August 2026. On every new Hyundai. Now we got banks on site for instant credit approval. Kevin, it's going to give you $500 more than CarMax for your trade. So get America's best 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, owner assurance, plus you get Jones for a lifetime. Free oil changes, free car washes. Matter of fact, I may have to go to get the car wash this afternoon. And an engine guaranteed for a lifetime. With over 2 million likes and reviews, you too. You can and you will be a satisfied customer. How do I know? I bought over 17 cars, and I've been in every department, sales, service, parts, collision, been to them all. And all of them, when I give them their grades, 10 out of 10. Memorial Savings, they start now at Bel Air Hyundai, part of Jones Junction, 1504 Bel Air Road, only 15 minutes from the White Marsh Mall. See our great selection at BelAirHyundai.com and get you a Jones Junction tag frame just like me, my wife, Vincent, Charlie, and Rachel.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat. A place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey y'all, Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport.
Every game.
Everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Maryland.
All right, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's ELO, Rich Dubroff, talking Orioles with him. Coming up in just a matter of minutes. Ravens rookie grip minicamp, as we just talked about. Coming up this weekend. Tomorrow it's open to the media. Zion Young's going to be one of the more intriguing rookies for sure. But I haven't really gotten into it, Vinny, as you've broken down the draft class. They've drafted a punter in the sixth round because they need one. But I'm guessing this is just based on his draft status, he'll be the favorite. But I would assume competition's obviously going to be coming to town.
Yeah, I would think that they'll have competition. But, Bob, I'm guessing when they invest, just like the Loopster, man, they had a little competition for him a little bit, but it was not for long. And, you know, the same thing with Eckley. He's got a powerful leg, but I think you said it earlier.
Yeah, the scouting report.
Yeah, that he does not have good hang time. He can change the field, but he's got to work on hang time. And that was what Stout was so, I mean, like he had 5-second hang time.
Yeah.
You know, which was
last year.
Yes.
Because his first couple years, he was kind of like, where's all the hubbub about this dude?
And the thing with Eckley, Bob, in one game, I think it was Western Michigan, I think he did like four kickoffs and he kicked a couple field goals too. So he has that ability. So, you know, maybe if the Loopster is struggling with the kickoffs, that he can maybe handle that duty too. But I'm guessing as a rookie, you don't want him to have to do too much.
Now, Jesse Minter's going to meet with the media and select players. Nolan, real quick, you think Diego Pavia gets a mic shoved in front of his face? If they don't, then everyone there should be put in double-secret probation if Diego Pavia doesn't get to pop off a little.
I agree, but you got 11 guys that were actually taken in the draft. That I think those guys will be at the top of the list.
But Zion, I'm with you. Young, I mean, let's make it happen. Zion Young did get us a tease.
Oh, Zion will be one that they definitely...
But he needs, yeah, his was fantastic on Zoom. I need him in real life.
Yeah. I should have asked Nolan. Jonas, if he was the reporter that looked like he was falling asleep during the during the Zoom meeting. But rookie minicamp, we'll have all that coming your way when we reconvene on Monday. In the NBA playoffs, Philadelphia. Really? Man, I schlep-rocked Boston. I thought Boston works them in five.
Yeah.
And then Philly blows them out. They pull away in the fourth quarter in game five. And then last night in game six, they win down in, or up in Philly, 106-93. Maxey at 30. This guy's a stud. Paul George found a youth in it up. He had 23. Embiid had a double-double. This series now tied at three. And all of the pressure is on the Boston Celtics.
No doubt.
Right now, heading into that one. No more pressure on Denver. Their season's over because Minnesota minus DiVincenzo and Ant-Man, they put the puppy pants on the Nuggets there, 110-98. McDaniel had 32-10. That series, Shannon, the kid from Illinois, off the bench because of all the other injuries. They win the series 4-2. So the Denver Nuggets, who did win the NBA championship 3 years ago, fired Mike Malone, Loyola Maryland, now the head coach at the University of North Carolina, whacked him. Now the whole narrative is, you know how it is. Is the window closed for the Nuggets? I mean, as long as Joker still can play and he's 31 years old, no. But Minnesota, two of the last 3 years, have sent them home. Let's see. And then this one, I had a bet with my brother-in-law that Atlanta will win the series. Because, you know, we were drinking and he was around his yapper. You know, so I had to, you know, I bet Atlanta wins the series. And they're up 2-1. I didn't hear from them. And then after last night, I got a text at like 10:45 at night because this happened.
13 turnovers for Atlanta. Alley-oop to Robinson, and he throws it down with the right hand. Well, the Knicks will advance to the second round for the fourth straight year, courtesy of one of the most dominant performances in NBA playoff history. In a game they led by as many as 61, they win by 51.
I mean, that's like Georgetown back in the 80s playing teams from Hawaii.
Yeah.
In the first game of the season. ESPN on the call, 140-89 in Atlanta.
Whoa.
By the way, OG Anunoby had 29. Bridges had 24. Cat. Karl Anthony Towns, he had a triple-double, up by 61. It was 60-19, middle of the second quarter. I mean, really? That's like them playing the 105.7 The Fan All-Stars.
Yeah.
And I think we'd be more competitive than the Hawks were. But Knicks blow them out. They win 4-2. I owe my brother-in-law $500, and I ain't paying. I was telling him, I ain't paying. They move on to play either Boston or Philadelphia. That will be decided this weekend in the second round. It's the whip around, 5880-1057 The Fan. Stanley Cup playoffs, two series of it. He came to win in last night. Minnesota closes out Dallas.
Yep.
And Anaheim sends Edmonton home early. And Connor McDavid was popping off after the game, too.
Yeah, Connor McDavid was not a happy camper. Thought, well, basically, he said, you know, we've been getting consistent all year. You know, we've been mediocre all year. That's what we've been. You know, so why do we expect anything different? And, you know, Dallas, Minnesota needed to win that game because they were home and they closed them out 4-2. So they didn't have to go back to a game 7 in Dallas. Same thing with Anaheim. They closed it out at home. Now, tonight, we got a chance. Tampa at Montreal. at Montreal. Montreal's got a chance to close out Tampa tonight. You know, otherwise go back to a Game 7 on Sunday in Tampa. Buffalo at Boston tonight. Buffalo is up 3-2. And they got to go on the road to close it out. Otherwise, you know, they go home for a Game 7. Utah, they get a chance. Tie it up, Series 3-3 tonight. Vegas, they got a chance to win it tonight. Otherwise, Sunday, we go back for a Game 7. So, in my opinion, Bob, Tampa, Montreal, Tampa, the veteran team, Tampa could find a way to win. You know, the other series, Vegas is the veteran team. I don't see it. So, we may have one Game 7, I think. And then Saturday, Bob, the Philly-Carolina series starts.
88-81-057. The Fan whip around Kentucky Derby tomorrow down in Louisville. I got a tip to bet a couple bucks on Further Ado. The 18-horse John Velasquez is the jockey. Brad Cox is the trainer. 6-1, Further Ado. Any insight into that? We are more than willing to listen to you. When we come back, talk Orioles. They split the doubleheader with the Astros May 1st today. They go to New York, a game below 500. Yankees right now in first place in the American League East. We'll preview that series with Rich, and then we'll talk to Nolan McGraw. They're ribbing it with Ryan coming up at noon. Talk more baseball with you as the Orioles. I don't know, man. They look good one game and not so much the next. Literally.
Big Bad Morning Show. Vinny and Haney. Inside Access. Live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed. 105.7 The Fan.
There's no question your home can sell on your timeline. You just need to hire my buddy Lee Tessier. Now, Lee guarantees that he can get the job done. If he can't find you a buyer at a price and a deadline you agree to beforehand, he'll buy your home himself. He's that confident because his marketing system finds buyers for all of his clients, like Judy. Judy was ready to retire to Delaware, needed to sell her condo in Forest Hill to be able to move. Like all home sellers, she wanted her home for the most money possible. That's what we all want when we sell, and that's why she worked with Lee. Now, Lee and his team, they didn't just list her home, they positioned it. It only took them 3 days to get Judy multiple offers and find a buyer who was willing to pay $10,000 over the asking price. Now, Judy couldn't be any happier. So do like Judy and call the only agent I qualify to sell my home. And that man's my buddy Lee Tessier. Call Lee today at 410-638-9555 or go to LeeTessier.com. That's 410-638-9555 or find listings at LeeTessier.com. And when you call Lee, oh, it's so simple, man. Just start packing.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Fan, baby!
Big Bad Morning Show, Vinny and Haney, Inside Access, live on YouTube weekdays 6 till 6. Search Baltimore 105.7 The Fan. Subscribe for daily shorts right to your phone and never miss what you missed.
The Fan. From the OuchGuy.com sports desk, here's Nolan McGraw.
There was a lot to celebrate in Game 1 of yesterday's doubleheader as the Orioles beat up on the Astros 10-3 and took the series in the process. Adley Rutschman and Jeremiah Jackson became the first Orioles duo to hit grand slams in the same game since 2015, but even more important was the lengthy outing by Chris Bassitt. He gave up just one run through 6 2/3 while recording a season-high 7 strikeouts.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he went deep in the game. Also, offense, too. Like, Adley, that was a big hit for us to kind of get some score separation and, you know, allow Bassitt to kind of stay on the gas and keep throwing strikes and eat some bullpen guys, too, as far as keeping some guys down and being able to be available for the next game.
There's Craig Albernaz on his veteran starter. The Birds would go on to drop the series finale 11-5, meaning they'll finish the month of April with a 15-16 overall record. Up next is a four-game road series against the Yankees. This Fan Flash is sponsored by the Maryland Lottery. If you love playing Miss Pac-Man, you'll really love playing the new Miss Pac-Man Scratch-Off from the Maryland Lottery. Please play responsibly. Miss Pac-Man is registered and copyrighted by BNEI. From the Bob Bell Kia Nissan of Essex Weather Center, partly cloudy with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Nolan McGraw, Ravens, Terps, and your home for the most Orioles coverage, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney Show, sponsored by Town Appliance. Your next home upgrade starts at Town Appliance.
Featured Artist Friday, ELO, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Sperato, Nolan McGraw, other side of glass. Talk to him a couple of minutes. Orioles in New York, as you heard during Nolan's update. Yankees, four-game series. Birds take 2 out of 3 from Houston. They do get clobbered in the nightcap of the doubleheader after clobbering them in the opener. Here to talk about the team. Below 500 by one game on May 1st from BaltimoreBaseball.com. Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome back our buddy Rich Dubroff. Rich, first of all, good morning. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great, Bob. Hello, Vinny. Good to hear your voice. Yep.
Now, we talk about yesterday's doubleheader. A tale of two games, duh. The first game, great. Two grand slams. Quality start from Chris Bassitt. A little shaky defense, but that's kind of the Orioles' MO at this point in time. Second game, however, less than quality start. Shakier defense, and the Birds just fell behind it. Couldn't even get into that Houston deplorable bullpen that it's been, to the point where Craig Albernaz said, Rich, unacceptable was brought up in regards to the Orioles defense, et cetera, et cetera. So we sit here on May 1st, they're a game below 500. How would we assess, if you had to pick one word to describe the Orioles today, what's that word?
That word would be mediocre. And, you know, they're here, going to play four games at Yankee Stadium. And in the words of ELO, they don't want to let them bring me down. I would get that in there. I think that I keep saying that the team is not great and it's not terrible. And there are a whole lot of teams in the American League that are in the same category. If you look at the records of, the Orioles and a lot of other teams are very, very close because there are a lot of flawed teams in the American League and around baseball. So the team is capable of playing better at times, as you saw in the first game, and they're also capable of not playing very well. And it's not a surprise. It's not really a surprise because, you know, they haven't gone on a big winning streak and they haven't gone on a big losing streak. So far they're sort of okay, where they're not they're not a true contender, but there's nothing to say that they're not going to be. So they're sort of treading water.
Now, looking at the rotation and at least the injuries right now, go back to 24, Orioles traded for Burns, but then Tyler Wells was there. Bradish came back from the PRP, Kramer, everything. John Means returned briefly. Oh, look at all these arms. Where are all these guys going to fit in? And it was almost like that coming out of spring training, where Dean Kramer was actually an option to Norfolk. I guess the point is, are the Orioles better situated with arms on the farm to help them navigate through the tough stretch that they're in now with three starters on the shelf? Or is it going to be like 24 where Elias has to go trade for the Eplins and Trevor Rogers of the world here?
He may have, you know, he may have to, but that's several months away. They're not going to make a trade. They're not going to make a trade right now because Dean Kramer is out, and that shouldn't be very long. I don't think it'll be a minimum. He's eligible to come off the injured list next Tuesday. I don't think that's going to happen, but I don't think this is a months long injury. Trevor Rogers is on the IL because he's sick. That shouldn't last too long. And I know he hasn't pitched very well lately. But the last couple of starts here, Boz and Bassett pitched well. Their best starts. So that's something to be optimistic about. And if they get Kramer back and Rogers straightens himself out and Bradish pitches a little better, then they're going to be okay. So I think this rotation is a little better. Cade Povich, who may be the starter tonight, we don't know. Cade Povich, pitched well when he was up here, and the first two starts, Brandon Young pitched well until the debacle yesterday. So I think that they're a little better off than they were. I mean, and I hate to use the "you can never have enough pitching" cliche, but I think that the young pitchers who are in Norfolk aren't ready to be major league tested yet. So I think they're going to have to, deal with what they have, which is seven starters, including Povich and Brandon Young.
Rich Duber up on BaltimoreBaseball.com. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Rich, your surprise level with the defense of Pete Alonso so far at first base.
Yeah, I mean, we've been told that it wasn't great, and it turned out to be really, really good. Alonso has been excellent at first base, and he's had to be because he's playing with two infielders who aren't great major league defenders. I mean, he's got Gunnar Henderson, and that's great, but they're still playing without Jackson Holliday and without Jordan Westberg. When you look at the defense, I'm going to be interested to see what happens when those guys get back. Now, who knows when Jordan Westberg's going to come back? Because that's a huge, huge loss for the Orioles, and of course Holliday, because Holliday's defense last year wasn't that good, and the feeling was that it was going to be better this year, but he hasn't played at all. So I'd like to see him get in there, and I think that will tighten up the defense. Overall, the defense isn't great, but they thought they were going to outslug teams, and that really hasn't happened.
Rich, the thing that kills them, I think, especially with that defensive outfield, is Couser's one of their best defensive players defensively. And with him not hitting, you don't put him in the lineup, then you got all kinds of liabilities in the outfield.
Yeah, I think that it's a very important point, Vinny, because Couser has been a huge, huge disappointment this year. I mean, there's no power, not really hitting for average. And then putting him in, right field sometimes because they like Leody Tavares. Leody Tavares has been a really, a really good find for them so far. But I don't think they want to be playing him, that often. So I think that, Couser's underperformance is a really bad sign for them. And they don't necessarily have a great option in the outfield that's not there. I mean, you look at, and Tyler O'Neill, came back from the concussion. He's not hitting great. Taylor Ward has been phenomenal as a hitter. You look at, drew five walks yesterday in that doubleheader. So that's really good. He's been hitting well. And even though he hasn't been hitting home runs, he's been, hitting the ball hard. Look at all the doubles. So I think overall, it's just a team that will exasperate fans, I think, a lot of the season, and then we'll see which way it goes. It has the potential. It has the potential for going well, and it also has the potential for not going so well.
Rich Dubroff, BaltimoreBaseball.com. Rich, as always, when we talk to you, it goes well. We appreciate the time. Enjoy the series this weekend up in the Bronx. 4-game set starting tonight, and we'll talk to you next week sometime.
Okay, great. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Rich.
All right, here's Rich Dubroff. Just don't stay at the Red Roof Inn where you have to watch your valuables, apparently, according to the reviews there. We'll come back, talk to Nolan McGraw, then ribbon it with Ryan. Coming up at noon, Mike Exesa, CBSSports.com. Talk baseball with him in the 12 o'clock hour.
If you're thinking about it,
every day,
we're talking about it.
That's what I'm talking about.
105.7 The Fan. This is an Odyssey Sports Minute.
11 years in the league and still no Stanley Cup for Connor McDavid. No chance to chill some beers in that fabled silver chalice. No bowl of cereal out of the top. Just an early exit for a star who will be 30 the next time he skates in a playoff game. Took Mario Lemieux 7 years, Wayne Gretzky 6, Sidney Crosby 4, Gordie Howe 4 as well, even if it was 75 years ago when dudes were sucking back lung darts between shifts. Will McJesus ever get his dance with Lord Stanley? I'm Chris Mack.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
For you, Rich Dubroff, work that in a clever way during our segment. Kate Povich probably will start tonight. Nothing official yet. Out of Birdland. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We're going to rip it with Ryan Ripken, that is. Coming up in the top of the hour, Mike Exesa will be joining us, CBSSports.com. Talk about the first month plus Major League Baseball season. There are two managers already fired. Yeah. Boston and Philadelphia, but let's bring Nolan McGraw in. Quick draw, how you feeling, man?
Trying not to get brought down here. The Orioles didn't do me any favors in that second game yesterday, but something that sparked my memory here was something that Bob mentioned yesterday. They were talking about traffic on the base pass for the Orioles. Why don't you make things a little bit more difficult on the opposing pitching? Take off when you can, hit and run, all that stuff. Just more action on the base pass, right? Well, we were hearing that all through the Brandon Hyde era, right? Every spring training without fail, we're going to do it. We're going to be challenging to opposing pitching staffs. We're going to steal more bases. We're going to be more aggressive across the board. And it never really came to fruition. These last 3 years in particular, 2023, the Orioles as a collective stole 114 bases. That was good for 16th in Major League Baseball. The following year in 2024, only 98. Dropped down to 18th in MLB. And last year, for as bad as they were, really a hodgepodge group, no consistency, a ton of injuries, 121 as a collective, which was good for 13th in Major League Baseball. Now, Gunnar did a lot of the heavy lifting there with 30 stolen bases, but like Jorge Mateo finished third on the team, and he only played, I don't even know how many games.
He's had more steals than games played.
Exactly. He's barely there. Yeah. He's barely there. So my point was, you know, even with that group, the results last year were actually pretty good. But this year, different coaching staff, different set of players, but it's been abysmal. 31 games, 15 stolen bases. That's 25th in Major League Baseball. A pace for 78 on the year, which would just be dreadful. Again, personnel is a little bit different, but I expected a lot more out of the Gunnar Hendersons of the world. Colton Cowser, it's the joke. It writes itself, right? You get on base, you give yourself a chance to actually steal a base. But him last year was actually perfect in his attempts. It's 15 for 15, 17 of 17, something like that, which was kind of a puzzling stat that he didn't really take off all that often. But when he did, he was successful. I don't know. There is no Jorge Mateo, right? There's no magic piece there. You have some speed on an individual basis, but hey, how about the Leody Taveras of the world? If he's going to be playing every day and he's actually hitting, I'd like to see him start taking off more often when he can. Blaze Alexander, as his name suggests, he's got a little bit of wheels on him, right? And he could hit a little bit better as of late, but he's a guy that could start to ascend and give you something here. You know, you're looking for any little way to try to push more runs across when your team is struggling. And that's the point. Like, when we get to June and July and the weather's scorching hot, are they going to be bashing home runs? We hope. That'd be great. That can carry you to victory alone. But in times like this, where things are a little more tough, runs are coming at a premium, I'd like to see a little bit more of an effort into trying to manufacture them.
Now, Gunner does lead the team in steals. I don't have the team stats in front of me at this point in time. And, you know, he stole 30 last year, as you said. He's a 30-30 potential guy. And you're right about Tavares. There's some base-stealing acumen there. And Albernaz is coming over from Cleveland, where they were very aggressive on the base pass. Jose Ramirez, missed 40 steals by one last year. I mean, you look at his body type. You know, that guy is stealing 40 bases. He's among the leader in steals this year. So Albernaz is San Francisco. I guess they kind of small-balled it when he was there with Gabe Kapler. But you would think he could be more creative. I don't know if they have the green light. Like, you know, Ricky Henderson, yeah, whenever you want to steal. You know what I mean? I don't care. But if they could hit 280 with runners in scoring position and they hit 200 home runs, you could live with minimal steals. But there's too many inconsistencies for them offensively. Even yesterday where they wound up hitting two grand slams, they didn't get their first hit till the fourth inning?
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of quiet early innings in games where they find themselves up against it, and then they're playing from behind.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Weren't they, like in spring training, they were like a track team, weren't they? Weren't they like go, go, go?
It feels like years ago at this point.
Yeah, but I remember them. It's like, damn, they're going to be a running team, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as Bob mentioned here, of the 15 that they have so far, Gunner has 5, Blaze has 3, and then you got 7 different guys who have recorded 1. And among that group, Jeremiah Jackson, I mean, is he lugging the piano, as you like to say, Bob? I feel like he's got something to give.
Yeah, and Taylor Ward, I think. Kowser, well, we mentioned, but Beavers, he isn't lugging the piano.
And then Holiday will provide a little bit.
Yeah, he'll get you 20 steals.
Yeah,
Ward, not so, his career high is 6. Ah. So, yeah,
he's lugging it.
Yeah, well, go to someone else.
We see it in left field, too. Right? But, I mean, he's not unathletic,
no.
But I guess, you know, base stealing's not.
Well, he's got those long legs. He takes 3 steps and he's there. Come on.
What do you say? He's a long strider.
Yes.
Football term. All right, ripping it with Ryan coming up in a couple of minutes. Vinny, what you got planned this weekend?
This weekend, Bob, I got, I was thinking about possibly going out to the Ravens, but I mean, we don't get to watch any practice, which kind of sucks. Otherwise, you know, I'd have gone out there. Who knows what time they practice, but I'd have gone out there today, tomorrow, and Sunday. So other than that, Bob, not a lot. I'll be watching baseball and hockey.
Yeah, and we got a lot going on in the world of sports. Got the Derby tomorrow. There's a big fight going on with David Benavidez and Zerto fighting here. So if you're into pugilism, there's a couple of those. And the Nakatani, the monsters in there, in a way. So there's a lot to get into. But when we come back, we're going to get into ripping it with Ryan Ripken. That is, he had Dabo Sweeney on his.
I saw some of the clips.
Yeah, and we're going to get into all of that and more. And I guess Dabo has softened his stance on the NIL because remember he was against it.
Yeah, either you got to join or he would be. I'm sure, Bob, that he got some pressure that, listen, you got to do like everybody else or otherwise.
Because of the uncertain state of the ACC, Clemson should be winning that league every year.
Like they were early on.
Right, but since Matthew Lawrence, he was in blossom. Trevor Lawrence, they had DJ Uiagalelei, and Klubnik, the guys that followed old Trevor didn't live up to that day. And they were both 5-star recruits, if I'm not mistaken, coming out of high school. Vinny, have a great weekend.
You too.
Nolan, I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Ribbit with Ryan coming up next here on The Fan.
Got a hot take? The Plaza Ford text line. 410-583-1057.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, Make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Meola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.